This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Rebecca Dittman, Liverpool, United Kingdom. Web address, mercurialspirit.co.uk. From October to Brest-Litovsk by Leon Trotsky. Chapter 16, The Formation of the Soviet of the People's Commissars. The victory in Petrograd was complete. The power went over entirely to the Military Revolutionary Committee. We issued our first decree, abolishing the death penalty and ordering re-elections in the armed committees, etc. But here we discovered that we were cut off from the provinces. The higher authorities of the railroads, post office, telegraph were against us. The army committees, the municipalities, the Zemtos, continued to bombard the Smolny with threatening telegrams in which they declared outright war upon us and promised to sweep the insurgents out within a short time. Our telegrams, decrees and explanations did not reach the provinces, where the Petrograd Telegraph Agency refused to serve us. In this atmosphere created by the isolation of the capital from the rest of the country, alarming and monstrous rumours easily sprang up and gained popularity. When finally convinced the Soviet had really taken over the powers of the government, that the old government was arrested, that the streets of Petrograd were dominated by armed workers, the bourgeois press, as well as the press which was for effecting the compromise, started a campaign of incomparable madness indeed. There was not a lie or libel which was not mobilized against the Military Revolutionary Committee, its leaders, or its commissaries. On the 26th, there was a session of the Petrograd Soviet, which was attended by the delegates from the All-Russian Council, members of the Garrison Conference, and numerous members of the various parties. Here, for the first time in nearly 6 months, spoke Lenin and Zinoviev, who were given a stormy ovation. The jubilation over the recent victory was marred somewhat by apprehensions as to how the country would take to the new revolt and as to the Soviet's ability to retain control. In the evening, an executive session of the Council of Soviets was held. Lenin introduced two decrees on peace and on the land question. After brief discussion, both decrees were adopted unanimously. It was at this session, too, that a new central authority was created, to be known as the Council of People's Commissaries. The central committee of our party tried to win the approval of the left SRs, who were invited to participate in establishing the Soviet government. They hesitated on the ground that, in their view, this government should bear a coalition character within the Soviet parties. But the Mensheviki and the right SRs broke entirely with the Council of Soviets, deeming a coalition with anti-Soviet nothing left for us to do but to let the party of left-SRs persuade their neighbours to the right to return to the revolutionary camp. And while they were engaged in this hopeless task, we thought it our duty to take responsibility for the government entirely upon our party. The list of people's commissaries was composed exclusively of Bolsheviki. There was undoubtedly some political danger in such a course. The change proved too precipitate. One need but remember that the leaders of this party were only yesterday still under indictment under statute law number 108, that is, accused of high treason. But there was no other alternative. The other Soviet groups hesitated and evaded the issue, preferring to adopt a waiting policy. Finally, we became convinced that only our party could set up a revolution.